Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, you're up bright and early, maybe stayed up just a little bit late watching that Penguins game, and the Penguins get a 5-2 win. Part of the story is the game. The other part are the people who were in the building. Sully, how about those fans?
Well, I think it's just, it just creates the environment that we're all accustomed to, that we're all longing for, that we haven't had in quite a long time, you know. And so to have some fans in the building, I know our players were fired up for it.
Yes, they were. One of them, Kasperi Kapanen.
It was unbelievable. I mean, it's been a while since, we played in front of fans. And even though there was 2,800 tonight, it felt like there was 20,000. So it was, a great boost from them. And, for sure felt like things are kind of going back to normal. So it's fun to see.
Yes, 5-2 win, as we said. 2,800 fans in the building. Sid's out with COVID. But you get a good performance from Jari again, who don't look now. He's 5-1 in his last six. This team has won 7 of 10. You shuffle the lines because of everything going on. You get a good effort from the blue line. The penalty kill is aggressive. There's a lot of things going on, Chris. But I look at this when you look at the on-ice product as, yeah, it's a good win against a team that you're going to fight tooth and nail with for the playoffs, right down to the bitter end. I look at it as hope. Hope. And a lot of people may see it the same way. It's just 2,800 people, but it provided the first step down a path to where you go, okay, it's not normal. There's wide swaths of empty seats, but wait, I hear something. And there is some piped-in crowd noise, but those are real people. Wait, I see something. That's a real person cheering after the Kasperi Kapanen goal. That's a real person cheering on a clear when the other team has a power play. Those are real people. It's hope. It's hope that we could get back into that building. It's hope that we can get back into Steeler and Pirate games. It provided hope for me, and it made me smile last night. I'll be real frank with you. It provided hope.
Yeah, and it's another step down that dark tunnel towards the light at the end of it, right? And I think, you know, we always hesitate to say, oh, well, the crowd had an impact. Well, outside of a defense getting loud enough that an offensive lineman can't hear his quarterback, right? So rarely do I think fans in a building really can have a true impact on the game. Occasionally, they can swing momentum or adrenaline one way or the other. Last night, I think, was one of those nights, and Kasperi Kapanen said it after the game, where just by virtue of those 2,800 people being in the building, it felt like a jam-packed house. And he said, 2,000 felt like 20,000. And it was not just for those fans that were able to get into the building, but not just for the players, really, to be able to play in front of those fans. But I think, like you said, for all of us, it was a reminder that we're one step closer to some semblance of normalcy.
Yes.
Right? And almost a year to the day from their last home game at PPG Paints Arena, which I think was March 8th last year. Almost a year to the day from what felt like the world shutting down, I think, last March 13th, when kids were sent home from school and spring training was halted and all that stuff.
Yeah, we were talking about playing a game in Columbus with fans or without, and what's going to happen. And maybe they'll just take a bus over there and figure it all out. And For me, as you say, the advantage, and I agree with you, there was an advantage. It may not have come in the middle of the second period or midway through the third period or maybe even late in the first period or any moment that you can point to that happened after a goal or before a goal. I think it could have come just as they came out and took the ice. You look up and you see Jimmerson and he's singing and he's flanked by people. And you come out and you say, wow, we line up for the anthem and there's people with their hands on their hearts. And sure, they have masks on and sure, it's a bit muffled and it's not the same. But the advantage came when the guys looked and just before they dropped the puck that first time, they said, wow, we have people here. man, this city has backed us. It's been a tough time, and let's go. For me, that was the moment of advantage, or the moment where it felt like this is the most back to normal, or getting back to normal where it was. It was right before the puck dropped that first time, Chris.
Yeah, it was a little bit of, I guess, catharsis, or I hesitate to say relief, because we're not quite at the end of the tunnel yet. I keep talking about that analogy of the light at the end of the tunnel, and we're not quite there yet, but we're inching closer. It's relief, for lack of a better way to put it. Like, we can start to exhale a little bit after this last year of insanity. And, I do think it provided a boost for those guys, especially when they come out flat early, take a couple penalties, they got to kill them off. The penalty kill's been such a big question for this team all season, really, but especially the last week or so. They kill those off. Huge questions about the goaltender all year and how he's played. He's turned it around in the last half dozen starts, and he's key to help killing those penalties. It seemed like, you know, when you first take the first penalty and then you back it up with the second one, you're sitting there saying to yourself, oh, man, here we go again. Okay, yeah.
Right.
And to have the fans make that noise, you know, you talk about the noise that the crowd makes when the puck gets cleared out of the zone on a penalty kill. To have the fans there for that, I really honestly believe can help give a boost when you're in such a unique circumstance as having fans back in the building for the first time in a calendar year.
I agree with you. And look, it came on a team to the on-ice product that came into that game coming off a consecutive shutouts at Buffalo, right? And this is a team where you wonder, how good is Philly? How good are they defensively? Not just in net, but how good is the Ghost? How good are those guys? How good is that blue line? They've showed they were pretty good against albeit inferior teams at times, but this is a team that's built to stop you. This is a team that's built to muscle up and do the things, particularly against your top lines, frustrate them, plug it up, make them not get any free ice. And the Penguins look to be, after it got started in through that second period, midway through the second period or so last night, they look to be the team that played the style they wanted to play against the Flyers defensemen. And I thought that said a lot, especially the momentum Philly had coming into that building.
Yeah, and to not give up the first goal on one of those two power plays. I mean, they still ended up going down 1-0, but not give it up on one of those two early power plays was big, I think, because I think it gave you an opportunity to get your even strength lines rolling just a little bit and start to find some chemistry. You knew there was going to be chemistry between Gensel and Rust with Gino at center. You just, as poorly as Malkin may be playing at times, or as much as he may be struggling to get on track, you knew that was going to be there. But to see like Tanev, McCann, and Kapanen, you can't keep that line together once Crosby's back and healthy, because of the way things will shuffle out. But that to see those three flying around, I think there was a natural energy boost that came from killing those two early penalties, and then it was doubled down upon when Kapanen scores that breakaway goal the way he did. I think he's got the capability, I think, and we can get into Kapanen specifically in greater detail later and how he's responded to the third period benching a couple weeks ago. But he's got the ability, because of his transition game, because of his speed, because of, well, exactly what you saw last night, I think, to be a bit of an energy boost for this team, to be a kick in the pants when they need it, and I think he gave it to them last night.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.